Bulkhead Ads is brought to you by Top Cut Central, our number one place for bulk. Please visit topcutcentral.com/bulk for boxes. That's B-U-L-K, the number four, boxes. And make sure you let them know that the Bulkhead Ads sent you. Well, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 50 of Bulkhead Ads. We did it. 50 episodes. It's gone by pretty quick. I'm very excited. And we're here to give you a special Players Cup 3 episode with Polka Dad Adam from Special Conditions and Sean from the Metapod podcast. So let's get into it and let's talk all things Players Cup 3. Another exciting episode of Pokedad, a Pokemon TCG podcast about, I already said Pokemon, sponsored by Top Cut Central. I'm your host, Pokedad Rick, and with me today is
Pokedad Aaron.
Pokedad Adam.
What's up, guys? How are you? How are you?
Getting by.
Yeah, busy.
Getting by. Yeah. It's hard. It's a hard knocks life when you can't find Pokemon cards in the stores.
Oh my god. Just get used to it, buddy. It's not changing anytime soon.
That makes me think of the video that you just sent, Rick, earlier with the older dudes pushing the kids out of the way to get to the Pokemon cards.
It was terrible. Oh. 2021, baby.
It's like Black Friday every time the retailers? No. Whoever put the Pokemon cards.
The vendor.
There it is. Yeah, because they only come like twice a week if that store is lucky. But I see your Delibird right next to you. Is that because...
It's a sitting cutie.
Nice.
It's sitting cute.
Is it the trophy of taking round three of the players... Oh, God. Tournament. My brain.
The team challenge.
I'm
now part of your your paper and plastics dad team, I guess. Is that what we're calling it? I don't know what we're calling it.
I don't know if the first guy who won it is a dad.
If you're in the Pokedex,
you're a dad, no matter what. Yeah.
Yeah. You could be a dad to a goldfish.
You're still a dad.
You're still a dad.
Yeah, it's fine. But no, yeah. But congratulations. You defeated our buddy DJ with a mirror. Well, it wasn't really a mirror match. You both played Eternatus, but
he played the poison Eternatus, and that scared me. I did win two versus him 2-0 for the first time we battled, and then in the finals he beat me in the first round, and I was like I was so nervous. I was like, oh my gosh, if I don't get this. And then the next round I beat him, and then like the next round I don't know, I remember just like not drawing energies for some reason, and it just like took me forever to get there. And then I eventually get the upper hand and he just dead drew. And he had no cards in his hand, and it's like I could have Marnied or Professor's Research, and I was like, I'm just gonna play Professor's Research and discard all these important cards and just bank on the fact that he might not get something.
I like it,
and that it just worked out in my favor. But well, like amazing games, he played very well.
Yeah, shout out DJ. Yeah, for Aaron, sure. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I am dealing with finishing up all my stuff for my Monster Hunter stuff within the next 2 days. So that way I get it out before the end of the month. They don't yell at me for it. So I'm almost done with that. I've been working on that all week and also been kind of enjoying the whole craze with the whole GameStop stock market thing going on. It's been so amusing to watch. It's been so great.
I like it. Also, Pokedad Nation, it's Pokedad Aaron's birthday next week, so we'll have a fun little episode about that next week. I'm really excited. The big 3-5, baby. The big 3-5.
Let's give him a big stun spore.
I will accept all Vileplume gifts. I'm just saying. Fan art, random items, pictures in the Discord, whatever you got.
I gotcha. It's February 3rd. It's a Wednesday of next week. We'll record it before that, but everyone will get a little excited. So, we have a special guest with us today.
One of the hosts.
Was it special guest?
I guess I'm not that special anymore.
One of the amazing hosts of one of the best new podcasts for Pokemon out there. I completely love it. I love these guys. I'm glad I found them right when they started. It's been a hoot. But Sean from Metapod, how are you, buddy?
I am doing well. I'm happy to be here with the other dads. I am I guess I am an honorary dad. I am a kitty dad though. I have two cats and a hamster at the moment. So
still counts. You know what it's like to take care of another living thing.
So. Yeah.
Just a quick rundown, Sean. Let everyone that's listening who you are, what you do, all that other fun stuff.
Yeah, well, I host another podcast called Metapod with Jake, who we thought we were going to also be able to wrangle him in, but the NCAA scheduling is very challenging right now. But I host the podcast with Jake, and I do the thing that a lot of other people do in the Poke world right now, which is make YouTube videos sometimes and stream sometimes. I haven't made a video in over a month, but I used to, and I will in the future, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been busy too. You bought a house, you moved in, mm-hmm. You got into Digimon, that's taken some time. I feel like every time I see you pop on Twitch lately, I'm like, oh, is he doing anything? Nope, it's Digimon.
I mean, like, This last weekend, I did play Base to Fossil all day on Twitch.
Oh,
so I bought cards to make 8 different decks of Base to Fossil, and they're all sitting on my shelf over there. So I played some original Base to Fossil stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So Haymaker, Rain Dance.
You know, everybody says Haymaker, but Jason Klesinski's blog, which is where I got the decks from, there are no Haymaker decks in there. It's a disgusting set of decks. I don't know if it's actually what was played. There is Rain Dance, right? But I found that the majority of decks are basically just stall mill decks, where like not one of the games ended out of like 10 games. Not one game ended with somebody taking all 6 prizes. Every game ended in deck out.
That's insane.
Are the movie promos part of that too? Because I know once Mewtwo entered the stage, that's when like Mr. Mime got really popular. The whole like stopping damage, all that other fun stuff.
Yep, we got Mewtwo's in a few of the decks. We got Mew as a counter. We have Mr. Mimes in some of them. You put Mr. Mime up against Rain Dance. If all they're playing is Blastoise and Articuno, that's how you mill Rain Dance. It's Rain Dance. They just, my friend, that was the first deck you picked up. And he's like, because I'm like, hey, you can play base set Blastoise right now. Why not? And he's just like, Bill, Item Finder, Bill. Professor Oak, and I'm like, bro, you're halfway through your deck and it's not even the end of turn one. You should slow down a little bit.
The brakes on.
Yeah, I'm like, you're gonna die. I was like, I don't even have to do anything, man. I'm just like, attach, pass. I'm just gonna watch you beat yourself. So
I like it. Especially and listeners know back in the heyday they didn't have supporter cards. Everything was item cards, so you're playing all those cards at once.
Yeah.
Fun times to have.
It was wild. I'm honestly like between the supporters that we would call nowadays and things like energy removal and super energy removal. I mean, it's a fun format, but boy, howdy, is that format feel toxic sometimes? You're playing it and you're just like,
ugh. Oh, you want to feel toxic, buddy? Wait till Team Rocket. You play with Team Rocket, then it was all toxic. By the time it's turn two, you completely shut down your opponent from even playing anymore. You're like, oh, this is fun.
I mean, I will say, Lass, if you've ever heard of or played Lass is gross. It's like you play it, and both you and your opponent reveal your hand, shuffle all trainers back into the deck. You don't even redraw. You just, like, you both have no trainers.
It is what it is.
It's like, oh, I think Marnie is bad.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the reason why we have you go by it's Gyro, right? Gyro Sean.
Yes, Gyro Sean, like gyroscope.
Yeah, we don't want to go with the Euro. It's Gyro Sean.
Euro.
Yep, you got it right. But,
this little thing called Players Cup 3 is happening this week, and we thought it would be cool to have special conditions at Metapod, and we'll just discuss what we think you should watch out for, what to avoid, and maybe what to play. So this is PokéDads episode 50, so why not have the 50th episode with a big bang of other amazing podcasts, talk about a Players Cup, and I'm stoked. I'm stoked, everyone. So, but before that, let's get into some news, and I want to start with the most exciting thing, is the photos leaked from a McDonald's employee, as my finger quotes in the air that you can't see, as showing that on February 9th, the promos of the 25th anniversary of all starters will be available at McDonald's in 2 weeks. That's I'm pretty excited. So watch all the scalpers in the line just waiting.
Oh, man, so many Happy Meals.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know if they're going to be able Happy to limit people. I mean, I know that they can, but I don't know if they will be limiting people to because I've gone in there when they did like the Disney, not the Disney.
Beanie Babies.
The big anniversary where they had all like the toys from way back when we were kids.
Yeah.
Like I bought all of them. I wanted to make sure that I got all of them because like that's a big memory. Like, and it's something that I'm going to hold on to forever just because it's like, those are the old toys. Like I don't have those. I just threw them out. Or, well, I mean, they got thrown out, but
parents.
But I went in there and I was like, hey, can I buy just the toy? And I don't know if McDonald's is going to be like, whoa, you're like the 100th person today that's asked me if they could buy all of my toys.
Mm-hmm. For the most part, I'm pretty sure they crack down that nowadays where they you have to buy a lot of Happy Meals. It's like, I need 20 Happy Meals. And then you're gonna have that person that goes back and complains that they got a duplicate on one of the cards when they're trying to collect them all. Oh, it's gonna be so exciting.
It's a pack though. It's you get three cards.
Well, yeah,
pack.
Or they're gonna open them and get really upset.
Or they're gonna blame the eBay seller.
Yes.
You tampered with my pack. I want a refund.
Yeah. Shout out to last week's episode for PokéDads.
That's what I was
right. Yeah. Well, I haven't done anything like that in a while. I remember when the Ninja Turtles, the 2012 reboot for Nickelodeon, Roscoe and I, we went there, and I thought they had made us buy at least an item and then buy a toy. So I don't know. But that was back in 2012, 2013.
I'll be interested to see if they not only make you buy an item, but like actually limit it to where like, you know, hey, it doesn't matter how many Happy Meals you buy, each paying customer only gets two packs max, right? Like, I don't know. That's what I would do if I were McDonald's. Now, I don't know if that's going to be easy to enforce from like across like what 20,000 franchises or whatever. I think that's asking quite a lot, to be frank.
Yes, so.
It is. I mean, it's going to be tough. We'll have to just kind of wait and see. And I would recommend anybody who is planning on trying to collect at least some of these, probably go there the first day it comes out for your best chance.
Or go in the day before and see if they get them early. Or if, because like they do run out of toys early and then they swap over to the next one.
It's true. That is true. I've just been a kid there because whenever we go and he wants something from there, he always ends up with an extra. Like he'll be talking about it and the lady who's behind the counter will come out while we're eating food, which, I mean, obviously we haven't eaten food in forever because COVID. But
I know,
we'll come out
starving him. That's a terrible parenting right there.
Exactly.
This guy, Aaron, should not be a PokéDad right now.
I am just building him up by making him fend for himself. We used to.
Sorry.
But yeah, they would bring out extra toys for him. So like, I just got to bring him so I can just get those extra packs. It's the easiest way.
Good luck. All I want is Gen 1 and 2 and 5. I'm fine. Anything else, I don't care. As long as I get those, I'm okay with that. Or do I want Gen 6 too? I think I want Gen 6.
I just want them all. Gotta collect them all.
Is Froggy Gen 6?
Frogadier? No, it's Froakie.
Froakie. Right? But that's Gen 6? Right?
Yeah.
Help me?
Okay. It's like
Fennekin. I don't remember.
Fennekin and Chespin.
Whatever. I appreciate it. But yeah, good luck, everyone. I'm excited. PokéDad Scott was excited. He was like, Eric will eat all that. I was like, you don't even have to buy a Happy Meal, man. Just be like, toy. Give me the toy.
It's a four-piece chicken nugget. Eric will be super excited.
Yeah.
My son will be like, why is there a refrigerator full of chicken McNuggets right now? Well, Dad made a decision to make sure that you had lunch for school for the next 3 weeks.
Be responsible.
I don't know if they would last that long. We're just kidding. I know that they last that long.
McDonald's, it'll last that long.
We'll see what happens. Another thing up in the news, guys, is Shiny Charizard VMAX is officially confirmed, even though we got it in the Katy Perry music video a couple weeks ago. But Leonhart got a special gift from Pokemon, and one of the free cards he got was Charizard VMAX.
And I think they should have just given him a pack. I don't understand why they gave him specific cards. And I watched the video, and he had to have known that was there. You know what I mean? He had to have. There's no way. The reaction.
He said he didn't look at it, but he already knew. He's like, this is great. This is great.
Yeah, it's like, you can't get excited about a Cramorant. That is literally the same art. So they gave him a card that you can't be excited about and told him to be excited about it.
Did you see your favorite Pokemon that we will not speak of, and it's VMAX form?
Oh, yeah, that's a Yu-Gi-Oh card that they snuck in there. Yeah, there's an anchor thing that it just doesn't, it's not a Pokemon.
Delmise? Sean, we don't speak of
it. No, we don't talk about it.
I'm sorry.
That name does not exist or ring a bell.
We don't speak its name.
It's stuck to the bottom of the sea and it stays there. That's where it deserves to be.
My favorite part about that whole video too is Leonhart is, he brings it out. He's like, I think this is from Sword and Shield. I'm like, oh God, dude, no. Like, how many packs do you open? You would know that this is the first time we're getting it. I think this is in Sword and Shield base set. what?
Yeah, that was kind of really? You didn't edit that out? Really? Really? Even if you put a something in the cutscene or something, I was just no.
But yeah, outside of that, that's really it. We got the McDonald's stuff. We're getting closer to Shiny Fates dropping on February 19th that you'll never see once you go anywhere, because you'll have big men pushing out little kids out of the way. Yep. So they can sell it for triple the price. It's just a world of Pokemon right now.
I can't wait to see the cereal aisle gutted.
I forgot about the cereal
everywhere.
Yeah. February 27th is 3rd. When those are dropping. 27th.
It's the 27th?
Yeah.
No, I thought it was the 23rd.
No, it's 27th, man.
All right.
Which are on the days you requested off now.
Gosh. I have connections. Okay. I'm gonna get a sealed case.
Real quick, last thing, and then we'll go into Players Cup talk, is our favorite guru.
Oh my God, he's on TikTok, and it is the best. There's so much hate. Every comment is like, dude, you don't even like Pokemon. It's so awesome. I just enjoy watching. I just click the comments, and it's the best part. Because it's just his, the video in the background while you're, reading the comments, and it's so good.
So, Sean and Aaron, if you don't know, he has the Pikachu, the sought-out cereal card.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, PSA 10 is going to be $10,000.
Hey, guys, this is going to be the most expensive card right now. It's not even available.
And then my favorite comment is they can't even grade it yet. And by the time they can grade it, the market's going to be full of them. $10,000 for Pristine 10. Let's get there. So, yeah, he's fun. He's really fun. Ever since he made the Bulbasaur first edition 10 going for $3,000 comment, or was it 30 grand? I think it was $3,000. Maybe that was getting a little too high. But that's good stuff. Good stuff. So Tuesday, we're recording on Thursday, a little late. Adam was just showing video. Okay, but
and he's he has a whole table with just cash and Charizards. He's like, yo, this is all cash that I made from Pokemon. And it's oh, okay, you're literally flexing your dollar bills. Go do something else with your life.
I love it. I love it. But, all right. Players Cup. let's get into this. Mm-hmm. Adam.
All right, Rick, you did mention on the podcast that your goal was to do better than me. How many games have you played so far?
I've played 2 games.
And how many points have you earned?
8 points.
Wait, really?
Yeah, first, second.
I did too. That's so awesome. Did you write down like a detailed list of what you played? And
yeah, our Discord, someone did a Excel file with all the gadgets and stuff where it keeps track of your average, keeps track of what you play. So all you have to do is like put one number in, like I got first, second, or you know, third, fourth, and it automatically fills out everything for you. And all I have to do is type what deck I played against. And I was like, all right, cool.
That's cool.
So our Discord people, if you haven't seen it, I have it in our, I don't know. It's one of
the channels.
I apologize. I should have it pinned somewhere or have it in announcements. But yeah, I've played 2, first and second. I played Pikaram and won a mirror match, and I lost to fucking Eternatus. I swear to God. I don't mind the poison version. It's just the ones where everyone's playing, what's his name? The legendary that starts with Y, YV. Like he's become very popular. Yeah. So now he's become very popular in the Ding deck because, you know, he's removing energy, special energy for 1 energy. And then everyone's going to be like, oh, here's my Sableye. And I was like, oh, I wonder where I've seen this before.
My favorite thing is to like have Sableye out and just like I get 2 hammers like turn 1 or like whatever. Yeah. Like they attach and it's my turn. And I'm like, all right, hammer fail, hammer heads. Okay, attach 1 energy, load search, grab the hammer. It's so fun. And then just knowing that ADP has to like manually attach to the active, they have to get so much to get it to the, you know, they have to get the energy switch, they have to get the metal saucer, they have to get the energy in the discard, like there's just so much they have to do. It's not out of the realm of possibilities, but it takes a lot longer. If they can't ever get that off, it's just like, okay, here's a Eternatus, Zigzagoon, and you're donezo. And then they're like, oh, here's my big charm. And then I'm like, hey, here's a dangerous drill.
This guy.
Good game.
Sean, were you lucky enough to participate in Players Cup 2 at all?
I didn't participate. It wasn't a luck. I just chose not to. That was around the time that I was moving, though, to your point of getting the house. So that was in that window of time. And I was like, no, I'm not going to spend time on that.
Yeah. If I remember correctly, Jake was like, I'm going to play a different deck every like 4 keys or 5 keys. And then I remember listening on the podcast. I'm like, Jake, don't do that. Just stick with something to play.
Yeah.
Because at the time, we were giving a hard time to Adam because he kept switching between, he was playing his Lapras deck. And then he was like, you know what, guys, I'm going to start playing ADP. And I'd be like, just play what you want to play. No, if I'm going to make this grind, I got to play ADP. But then he was so new to it. By the time he finished.
Yeah, I just kept failing. It was miserable.
Well, you got like 50 something points, right? So
yeah. So it was hard. It was a hard loss. Like, and then I was streaming it. So it's like, I just put myself in a position to like have to keep going if I was frustrated and lost. So I'm not making that mistake this time. I've taken it very slow. But I mean, like the average is like you should be playing like 1.5 to 2 games per day. And I'm definitely not there. I've played 2 in the 3 days that it's been live something like that.
I mean, I think it's okay to do like another streaming one where you play a number of games in a day, but you just got to find that point where it's like, okay, I'm just worn out from the tournament. I'm just going to play some normal game. You guys can enjoy watching me play those now instead.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
I think that's what you got to do is when you hit that point, you just step away from the tournament and just normal.
Yeah.
I'm super happy people don't care about streaming and playing the tournament because that's all I've been doing. I'll be at work, have one monitor of all my work stuff, another monitor with all like my emails, and then right in the bottom right corner, some kid playing the Players Cup for 4 hours. So,
hell yeah.
It's been, I've been like, okay, what are they playing? Mm-hmm. Okay. I've seen 1 Charizard so far. So,
wait, Leon Charizard, like baby, or 1 VMAX Charizard?
Baby.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. It was one of the guys he was playing Sinus Scorch, and he was getting turned, like he was just getting blasted, and all he was saying the whole time was like, I am not mentally prepared for this deck.
It is a tricky matchup, but I mean, you can do it. Yeah. Just have to have faith.
Gotta have
faith. I mean, I'll tell you, like my first key I played, round one was against Sinus Scorch, and I just came out swinging and just bodied him. And then round two was Pikaram, and then round three was ADP. And I literally did that. I hammered his first energy, and then I load search, grabbed it again. And it was awesome. Every time they attached, I was literally just like hammerheads to the point. They literally just were like scoop. And I'm like, yeah, feels good. And then the second round I faced, a Charizard and Inteleon. I couldn't tell you like why.
Oh yeah, that makes sense, because the Inteleons will go get out the rare candies or the evolution incense, whatever you need, right? The Drizzile into the Inteleon, yeah.
But I was so like confused. I was like, he could like bring either of these out. Like, I don't know what's going on. But I was able to just like, I don't know. I beat it. Long story short. yeah, I think I like got a bunch of Zigzagoons down, and then just was attacking with Yveltal, and then. The second round was Reshizard with Blounz, like the 2-2 combo. And
thing that's going on to keep Blounz alive, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and they played the Big Charm, and I was like, dangerous drill, boss's orders, and take three prize cards, good game. It was a lot of fun. Then the third round, I was like, man, I got this, and then it was the same. But I literally dead drew. I think I played two Sycamores, like, twice, like, because I went I went first, I drew no energies, I even like crobatted for two just to like see. And then the next turn I just Sycamore, discarded my hand, got seven new cards, and still no energies. I even got the VMAX, was crobat, draw three more, like it was insane. I could not believe it. And then I did another Sycamore and didn't get a single energy, three turns straight of no energies. I run 11. Doesn't make sense.
His eyes just got so big. He's like, I run 11.
Well, most decks right now are running like 10, and they're running 10 basics. I run 10 basics and then one hiding or hidden. I don't know, hiding energy.
Yeah. Adam, like real quick, for the listeners, what does the drill do? So
the drill, you discard a dark Pokemon from your hand, and you can discard a special energy, a tool card, or a stadium card from your opponents. It's broken. It's broken.
But I feel like you're the only one that's playing it.
Well, I mean, I've seen a lot of like top tier lists with like two dangerous drills, and like I'm just not a fan of two dangerous drills. Like, they're just two situationals, and like you need to have your bench full. So it's like, if you're discarding your basic Pokemon to do the thing, you might not be able to take that prize card because you can't set it down and take the prize card. So it's like, right, either way, it's a lose-lose. Like, if you can't set the Pokemon down, you can't do the max amount of damage.
Right. If I remember correct. Gotcha. If I remember correct, Sean, you haven't played one, right?
Yeah. Nope.
You're still waiting. What are you doing? Are you going to do it or not do it?
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm so standard format right now is just boring. I don't know. Not to be a Debbie Downer, but
you're fine.
It's a long time between sets. That's like, and maybe it's not, this may be a perception thing, but it feels like November, December, January, February, March, basically.
It's a long time. It's literally Players Cup 2.0, because all we've got, we haven't got anything.
Yeah, there's no, since the last Players exactly, Cup. There's no new decks. And so really all of the viable decks came out in Darkness Ablaze. Like, Darkness Ablaze, yes. You got Eternatus and you got Sinus Scorch. Nothing from Vivid Voltage really is sticking. You may have like a trainer card here or there, but broadly speaking. So it actually feels like it's been the same, roughly, standard format since August.
August.
It's just like Jirachi's the cool new like extra Pokemon. Same thing with Snorlax. Like, those are the two cards that have made like an impact in the format.
Yeah. And it's just...
Yeah, but don't worry, everyone. The reason why Sean is here is because the Metapod talks about the meta. So he knows exactly what's going on. And out of, I'm sure out of the popular decks, which one do you think is a headrunner currently in the Players Cup without seeing anyone play? And then I can let you know, be like, yeah, he's spot on.
In terms of what's seeing the most play in tournament keys, because that, I think that's a different, like, that's a good question of like, what is the most popular deck to grind all these tournaments? And like, part of me thinks like, you know, ADP is probably popular just because ADP is always popular. Everybody has access to the cards, right? Outside of that, though, my gut would just say Eternatus. Eternatus is just, I think it's just a good pick because you do so much damage, right? And to Adam's point, like, you can play Dangerous Drills to get rid of big charms. You can play Zigzagoons. You can play Spiritombs. You can play Yveltal. There's like enough things out there that can get you around some of the awkward matchups like Desigoons or even Luke Metal, to be honest. Like, yeah, Luke Metal can reduce the damage, but you're not really doing enough damage. And so, like, if they can get around your Zamazenta, then, you know, I think Eternatus is just a good deck in whatever form or fashion. Now, I personally think I would like to see a one or two of Rose in Eternatus. I think, genuinely, that's probably a decent way of considering it because Crushing Hammer is everywhere. I mean, to Adam's point, right? You play Load Search. If you get Crushing Hammered as the opposite player in Eternatus.
Yes, yeah.
You're just going to sit there like, I can't do anything the whole game. And then you just get blown up. So,
and if you get blown up, right. I like it.
I think Rose maybe has a little bit of value in decks that only need two energy. I mean, it was printed to give you two energy from the discard. And they printed all these Pokemon that only need two energy to attack. Like Dragapult and Eternatus. So Pokemon know something.
But what would you remove? You look at the list. Which one do I have here? I had them all. I should have had them all like load up correctly.
I mean, could you drop to like three Marnies instead of four Marnies and put one in?
Yeah. I mean, like, it depends. Like, there's a consistency issue, but I mean, you run so many Crobats that it may. Like, you have a lot of draw outside of that, but I don't know. I haven't been playing it as much personally, so I would lean on.
I like the idea. Yeah. I do like that. Yeah, it does make sense. But sometimes it's like, I don't even know.
I mean, I feel like it's also a counter to those Crushing Hammer issues you can run into. You get Crushing Hammer. Oh no, it's all back, and I'm fucking going it.
Yeah, but it's like it's a supporter, which is what kills me, because it's like you can't run stuff like Eldegoss to play it down to grab it. You're like, you just can't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you play to get it?
It's a weird thing.
Pokegear?
I mean, it may just be that you have to, you know what you're playing against and sit on a hand, potentially.
Or classic Heart of the Cards. You just draw
it. Right. Just exactly. Get good. Right,
you're just you look at the computer, you rub it, you're like, I believe, and then you just top deck it. You're like, okay, right. This is it.
Exactly,
right. I'm good to go.
I think
a good point, though.
I think Rose will see a lot more play come Battle Styles, because
Battle Styles.
I mean, I know this isn't about that, but I do think Rose will see a lot more play with the Cricketune in general, with the Cricketune B. Mm-hmm. That lets you basically instruct, not in Eternatus, because it's not a dark Pokemon. But you know, I think Rose will see a lot more play soon.
For sure. And I'm just looking between the normal Eternatus and the poison. Every card is so important.
But it's so inconsistent though. That's my issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
like, say alone, the 4-4-3 between Research, Marnie, and Boss's Orders, you know, 49, that's already 11 support cards. Someone is playing, real quick, if someone is playing two Dangerous Drills and say, like, Adam's like, I like playing one, you can drop one of the Dangerous Drills for one of Rose. But then you're at 14, I mean 12, sorry, can't do simple math. 12 supporter cards in a deck for Eternatus, where it's already Pokemon heavy. So
yeah, I mean, I it know. May be genuinely just bad, but like, I think I've seen a couple people on Twitter. I can't remember if it was Isaiah Bradner. I don't know. I saw somebody else on Twitter posting some teasers or some like initial thoughts of Rose with Eternatus, and there's something.
Well,
I think
that if you're gonna play Rose, you need. There's got to be some like it almost like you just don't play and that's hard. You need hammers. You need hammers to stay relevant, and it's like if you took out the hammers, you could totally fit in Pokegears to make Rose relevant. And Pokegears also lower your hand, like they're a zero. So you can play Crobat and draw more cards. So it's...
I mean, conceptually, what you guarantee two energy for yourself versus have a 50% chance of denying one energy to your opponent. So from a pure energy trade perspective, it's always a net positive. It's literally a 75% trade ratio, roughly. Because one of those 50% of the time they're going to hit tails, right? So I would, you know, I don't know. It's an interesting one. You might have to also play around with Rose Tower. I don't know how often Eternatus cares if your opponent can draw out of a dead hand. Maybe you don't. Because how often does your opponent really have a dead hand with Eternatus? Like less than three cards? So I don't know. It probably doesn't make the best sense. But broadly speaking, I think Eternatus is the deck that I would go with if I was going to grind. Because it hits high enough, it hits high enough numbers to take care of a lot of stuff pretty easily.
Yeah, you're two-shotting everything, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. But I've seen a fair amount of Eternatus decks, especially this version over the Poison one, because the Poison one is I think it's a good mentally like sound idea. I just don't think it's consistent enough. It works well compared to the other one. The other one is like straightforward. I'm going to do damage. I'm going to hit this and I'm going to control it. It just still sucks though. If you do not attach energy on your first turn, it already sets you back so quickly between all the hammers you're playing and then people that are playing Garatina now. So just removing special energies over and over. It's fun. But to go over that though, I will tell you, Luke Metal by far is the number one deck I see out there. And it's not boring, but I can see why people are like, I don't even want to play this deck. Because the people I watch, they get so excited for Eternatus. Like I'm not shitting you at all. I think I watched only one time Eternatus beating Luke Metal. And the people are like, it just works so well. Like you really have to go use resources to get away from Zamazenta. The whole VMAX thing.
Strategically is playing boss's orders in order to try and take out, prize cards with, you know, Lucario Melmetal because they reduce a ton of damage and then they just Mallow and Lana and then you're like, huh, I did nothing.
Yeah, or they're like, oh yeah, by the way, I just have Zamazenta out and here are my dolls. And you're like, oh, come on. Like...
Well, that if they go with like that strategy, like straight out the gates, like you can hit with like your regular Eternatus, your Evil Talls, and you can drop a bunch of the Zigzagoons get destroyed by the goggles, which stinks. That's really what you would play to get damage on the Zamazenta early, and then you come clean up with Sableye.
But yeah, I forget which streamer it was, but there was one streamer, I think it was like three matches in a row. He just sat back, set everything up. And he's like, I'm just going to deck this guy out. And that was his goal. Like, that's all he wanted. He's like, I'm going to deck this guy out. He's super excited. Like, he's like, oh, I'm going to deck him out. I'm like, he's like, I love this deck. I'm like, really? I'm snoozing over here and I'm not even watching like 100% watching you right now. And I'm just like, oh, I'm good. I'm good. Real quick. Nice cat. Bye, cat.
My cat decided to come downstairs. Hasn't been allowed down here all day. So.
Ah.
But I won't lie. If I'm running into problems with Pikaram later in the tournament, I think I would run Luke Metal is what my second deck would be. Over Eternatus.
Who plays more than one deck?
Well, sometimes you get bored. What if, like, I like the idea.
So you could go in the verse ladder, okay, Rick? Come on.
Yeah, verse ladder. Take your time. Step away. Yeah.
What Aaron told me.
Exactly.
I'm going to take Polka Dad Aaron's advice. That's the best advice I've gotten all day. I can still have fun streaming. Just switch off when I'm feeling defeated.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like maybe a change of pace is really good too, though. Like, I'm like, okay, I play Picaron 3 times in a row, and all 3 times I start off with Dedende. Like, I'm like, oh my God, why? Or Tapu Koko is prized 2 of the 3 times. I'm just like, I'm out. But I don't. I like it. It's not really my style. It'd be just something different because how, Sean, I'm a Picaron fan. It's what got me back into the game. So like, I'm always like, yeah, Picaron's dead, but over here I'm still playing it. Like, he'll be like, he's like, you know, it's dead, right? I'm like, no, it's not. It's not dead till it rotates. Don't you know this by now?
I mean, I think Picaron has a little comeback in the waiting in the wings for battle styles. I mean, it's already good. Like, let's be frank. But something I realized it's got to be the Picaron Mewtwo and Mew version. I don't know if y'all have talked about this, but
oh, 100%.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because Urshifu, man, weak to psychic.
Well, but isn't there a Jirachi? Jirachi GX?
Jirachi
the scalpers
GX.
Would know. They have
Does
all
Jirachi
they
GX
them all.
Stop psychic
unified,
weakness.
Unified minds where it stops your weakness from
to psychic.
Being psychic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you could Urshifu VMAX with Jirachi GX.
That's fine.
I'll just play Power Plant. Play Power Plant. I'll blow you up. It's fine.
It's a good time. It's a good time. One of, you know, a big streamer, Cilio Network, Luke, right?
Yeah, Luke.
Yeah. He made a video dedicated to Picaron, and he called it the best deck in format, best deck to grind Players Cup. And, his list was a little interesting. He played a Tag Call, he played a Cherish Ball, though, you know, the Cherish Ball has been kind of norm right now, but he played 0 energy switches. And I can't tell you how many times I feel like energy switch has saved my ass. And I was trying to build his list. And then when I got to the point where I was like, why aren't there any energy switches? And it was hard for me. I was like, so right now I still have my energy switches because I just feel like it's just very important.
I like energy switch.
Yeah. Without that, it was like, well, all right, here's Tapu Koko filling up these 2-1 for later. No, I need that shit now. I need to put that out. I need a choo-choo. I need a choo-choo and stamp you. And then, of course, me with no luck, I'll stamp them to 1, and then they pull whatever they need to win anyways.
That typically happens. Well, I was just – the only reason I said Jirachi is because I saw a list with the Rapid Strike Urshifu, and it's just a 4-4 with 2 of the new Empoleons, and then 1 Jirachi, 1 Crobat, 1 Dedenne, and then 1 Zigzagoon. And then 2, the amazing rare Jirachis.
No, I mean, gotcha. I think that makes a lot of sense. I hadn't even thought about that. Because, like, for me, like, Jirachi GX, in my brain, it inhabits a space of only works on psychic type. But
yes.
I guess psychic weakness.
I understand that.
Because, like, how many other types are weak to psychic?
True.
Right. Like, that for years, that was the theme, which was that psychic weak to psychic. And that's it. And now you're seeing a fighting week to psychic, and I'm like, but
well,
I know
they balanced the game. That's, you know what I mean. If they just gave it grass, like, I mean, really,
I would be really cool. I'm good for it. That's it.
But I mean, I think they did that because of Spectrier. So Spectrier in the set that follows is probably going to be psychic type because it's ghost, and in their theme of printing something that beats the thing from before it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so. That makes sense.
That makes perfect sense. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll get back to you of one of my favorite road decks that I have seen a few times, and Polka Dad Aaron will be pleasantly surprised.
Punchity punch punch.
We are about to witness the rare phenomena that is the birth of a Pokemon in its natural habitat. Ah, yes, here we have a newborn Squirtle. Beautiful naivety at its finest. Similarly, Digimon newborns have an impeccable cuteness about them. Pokemon who are lucky enough to evolve generally ascend from an infantile state to a more adolescent form. Digimon, on the other hand,
get more weapons!
In some cases, the Pokemon evolution process can be triggered by the use of items. Here we have a Pikachu using a Thunderstone to help stimulate its evolution into its final form. When a Digimon is given an item,
they get more weapons!
Some evolved Pokemon develop quirky traits. Take this charming Slowking and his spiky poop hat, for example. Digimon rarely get quirky traits.
They get more weapons!
Digimon is so lame in comparison to Pokemon. Like, Agumon is like such a ripoff of Charmander.
Alright. Welcome back, everybody. How's everyone's break?
Ooh, I'm hydrated. I drank some H2O, yeah.
I like it.
Kool-Aid, man.
Dad puns, come on.
Nice. So, one of the rogue decks that I teased before we left is none other than Rillaboom VMAX, Polkadot Aaron. And I've seen it do really well. And you won't believe what it added to beat those nasty Eternatus decks. You ready for it?
Viaplume.
I feel like we're being punked right now.
No, man. Crushing Hammers. Four Crushing Hammers.
So we were just talking about that, I think, in the last episode about swapping some of my stuff for Crushing Hammers, which is funny.
Oh, you need Crushing Hammers.
I do need to swap over to it. I haven't edited my deck in a while. It's time.
Do you have the deck list open right now? Because you should definitely take a look at it.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I looked at it earlier. I'm looking at it now. So
what really stands out to me is, of course, everyone's playing Mewtwo and Mew GX right in it. And Double. What do you think about Double V being in there?
See, I don't remember what Double V does exactly. Is that the one you get more prizes if you kill something?
No. You could click on the card.
Where I can't click.
Did you do it?
Aaron doesn't have a mouse. He's got a Pikachu, but he doesn't have a mouse.
Oh, man.
Do you want me to remind you what it does?
I got it right here. So, yeah, ability Soft Wool. Pokemon takes 30 less damage from attacks. Revenge Blast. It's 120, 3 colorless. Attack does 30 more damage for each prize card your opponent has taken. So I was kind of close to the price.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know. I personally like it. It's good for late game. So,
I mean, I can definitely see that. It's not my cup of tea. Like I'm even still like for even myself, just because, you know, it's a grass thing. Like even Mewtwo is difficult for me right now. Like even considering it, I'm like, it's tainted.
there's like a mental block there. Like, oh, I shouldn't put this card in there. It's not grass type.
Exactly. It's not allowed.
You can use the grass moves. Therefore, it is a grass.
It might be okay. Yes.
It's using the grass type moves in the deck.
Yeah. Which, what? Overall, it's only in there for Rollet and Executor, right? Like, it can't do anything else. Like, it doesn't do anything with Rillaboom.
I mean, you could Eldegoss and put it back in the deck for some weird reason.
No, that's a V.
It's a V. Yeah, you're right. Shit. Yeah.
You could play Dedenne and use it. Oh, no.
Yeah,
you have to play Lightning Energy.
Oh, man. No, yeah. You really
just throwing a tap of Coco at that point.
Yeah, you're really just doing this. Just switch the deck up completely.
We'll also play Pikachu with a tech Alolan Executor and Rowlet.
I like it. Man. I think the main reason, though, is just to fight fire. You don't have to play Weakness Guard in the deck then. And then instead of using Alolan Executor and Rowlet out as bait to just get one shot by anything fire, you use Mewtwo instead. And then you can do the accelerated growth still, and then you could still do its GX and all that other fun stuff. So that's what I see.
It doesn't cost a single energy. That's actually pretty nifty.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, I hadn't really thought of that. I was like thinking that you're using it for the attack, but that's
at 150 and 30 health regen.
I like that.
So how does the math work? Because, like, to your point about, like, you know, if you're facing a fire deck, you don't have to worry about weakness, which I think is there's validity to that. But the fire decks that are in format right now, like the good ones,
yeah,
does the Mewtwo actually make a difference? Like, does it still just get blown up by Blounds or Centiscorch? Does it? Yeah, that's what I wonder. Is like, do you just double down on your weakness and say, "F it, I'm just gonna with it"?
I feel like versus a Centiscorch, it would do at least. It would do much better than just a standard Rillaboom deck with a weakness guard.
Yeah.
Baby Bounce is more iffy. But I definitely do think it has that. Which Sense Scorch is more, at least from what I've seen, than a Baby Bounce. Mm-hmm. So more often, you're going to win using it than not.
Yeah.
And also, Reshazard would have to use his GX to one-hit it anyways because it's cut off at 230. If they're really going to put six fire energies on Reshazard at that point to do the 300, I'd rather have them do that, have six fire energies on one Pokemon, and then go from there.
And then you bring out Alolan Exeggutor and Rowlet and shuffle all the energies back into their deck.
Yeah, so that's the thing, right? It's like maybe the Rowlet and the Alolan Exeggutor GX is like the key against the fire is just like shuffle all the energy back in of a Centiscorch VMAX.
And you got to discard the stadium at the same turn.
Yeah, discard, get rid of the Giant Hearth. See, I don't know.
So Chaotic Swell, yeah. Chaotic Swell that, and you're good.
That might be the... I was just thinking, like, are you really making, like, a 70-30 loss into a 60-40, and then at that point, is it just like, you know... What am I doing here?
I will 10%. Say that the Mewtwo I do like, because you can counter somebody else's Mewtwo.
Yeah, for sure.
That's fair.
I mean, one is nice, because it's at least you can search for it and...
Because like Aaron
you essentially have two Alolan Exeggutors at that point.
Yeah, and then it'd be like, oh, Pikachu. Oh, there's that Mewtwo.
If you have to play Professor's Research, discard the Alolan.
Right.
Yeah. You can still have one in your hand with the.
Right, and if you're potentially evolving early with the Mewtwo using the Hyper Evolve to get your Rillabooms out quicker, that way when the Mewtwo dies, you just pump out as much energy onto your Rowlet and Alolan Exeggutor to just wipe out energy at that point. Yeah, so it's late in the game when you do it to him too, which makes it even worse.
But going back to what Sean was saying about the GX attack of Alolan Exeggutor, that brings me up to the next deck, and we have to talk about it. I know everyone despises talking about it, but it's ADP. It's surely the easy way to just grind and truly make the Player's Cup, because one, it's the easiest deck to play. Two, it's very powerful. And three, anyone could play it. You're just like, okay, yep. GX, boss and
you can still use the league battle deck. I just got mine in the mail.
See, I feel like at least in terms of, I know we're switching over, but for like a Rowlet low on Exeggutor deck, unless they like first turn going second, get out their Ultra Creation, the Rowlet and low on Exeggutor will beat an 8. Because they're going to toss all that energy back into the hand, and all of they're not going to be able to pull anything with Metal Saucers, and they just die.
I'm ending their turn. They still, you know, with Zacian, they draw the three cards. Oh, all three of those were energies. They're all on Zacian, and then you're like...
Because usually you get your Rowlet, you get him to three energies with a Rillaboom, you evolve three energies. When he alter creations, you hit him for 150, then he attacks you to put three energies on his Zacian. And then you just stack the six energies, toss it all back into their deck.
I do like that.
It's over.
Yeah. Oh no, and that's why I wanted you to bring that up too. That's also why I like this as a road deck. You're going to see a lot of ADP decks.
But there's also a lot of fire. So is that rogue deck I don't know. There's just
everything the format goes is
wide.
Everybody.
The format is wide, but there's a lot of decks that are in the small circle they just counter each other.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like you can't play grass because there's tons of fire, but then there's Luke Metal and it's like with the coding energy, it doesn't necessarily auto lose, and I don't know. It's like, is fire actually good against it or not? I don't know. I mean, it does have weakness,
but a short, like I said, I don't really have much to talk about ADP. Everyone knows how good it is. It's going to get you wins. It's going to also flop on you, and you're going to be like, oh, man.
Well, I think before everybody was playing ADP, like, nobody in most decks, so, like, Eternatus pre, like, Players Cup 2, nobody was playing four hammers. Now, most decks are playing some combination of energy denial, whether it be hammers, Dangerous Drill, or Giratina.
Giratina, yeah.
Something to discard energies.
Special energies, yep.
I'm just saying. So there's more energy denial as like a mainstream thing. Like, people are accustomed to it now, because the whole Players Cup 2 was just, ugh, my hammers and hammers and and now it's just like everybody's used to it. It, like, the hammer talk has like died down because it is what it is. Like, I know we talked about it on the podcast a few weeks ago about just like hammers in general. Like, there's a reason why Worlds winners have four copies in their decks of like energy removal too. Like, it does the same thing. Flip a coin, if heads, discard an energy, because it's powerful, you know?
That brings me up to a point though where we're going. Do you guys hear about Luke's video about the state of Pokemon TCG, where it is today?
Nope.
Yes.
Okay. So just a quick rundown, Wood. He's just talking about how the game hasn't evolved much since 2012, and he's been playing since he's 5 years old, and he doesn't feel like the game has grown with him. It stays as for children. So they still make all these cards that's like a 50-50 chance, so that someone that's a professional can still lose to a 12-year-old. And he went into this big where he doesn't feel like that's right. And he feel like the game should be catered to the people that have grown with it instead of the kids that are trying to play Pokemon now. That's pretty much the gist of it, right? Did you see it? Did you watch it?
I watched it. I watched the whole video, yeah. He was like referencing an article, like an interview with one of the game designers of Creatures Inc. from 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So, and yeah, that's what the game designer said. He was like, you know, he basically said you can increase complexity or you can increase power, right? In any game, like, every game has those options. Sometimes you can do both. But if you need to sell
Yu-Gi-Oh.
More, yeah, well, I mean, well, yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh, but I think Yu-Gi-Oh is probably a complexity thing more than anything. Like, if you read a Yu-Gi-Oh card, you're like, hold on,
here's a book.
I'm only 30, but let me get my spectacles. Hold on.
Yeah.
Yu-Gi-Oh today, yes, not Yu-Gi-Oh back in 2005.
I feel it's a good example of one where it evolved, but as a person who played it when I was younger, I have zero interest in playing Yu-Gi-Oh because I do not want to read that much shit.
Exactly.
Like, I'm out.
And so like that, and so they decided, okay, well, we don't want to make the game more complex over time, so we'll just make the Pokemon more powerful. And, you know, that has the effect, that whole strategy, right? That whole mentality and philosophy about the game has the effect of, yeah, keeping the game, I would say, strategically limited. That doesn't mean it's like bad, but yeah, I don't know. I would agree with Luke's assessment, broadly speaking, but it's a tough thing because as much as we may be sad and upset, I don't think they care.
I don't think they care, but I wish they would give us back something like Holland Phantoms or EX Delta Species or Dragon Frontiers, where we had multiple types. You know, like, you could have a grass steel Flygon, and then, or you could evolve it into a psychic Flygon EX. Like, the possibilities were literally just like insane. And then you had like a what is it? A Dragonite that was like steel electric? And lightning. Yeah. Oh yeah, it was steel and electric. And I'm like, what? This is insane. and it's like, I came into that format during Dragon Frontiers. So like, I got the tail end of EX Delta Species, Holland Phantoms, all that stuff. So I didn't get a chance to mess around with those decks. But now, like, looking back and seeing how fun those decks were, like, that's all I want. I just want to build that stuff.
That is interesting.
Yeah, they were just like fun stage two decks. Like, you could evolve and actually be a competitive deck.
One day.
One day,
Nidoqueen. Queen. One day.
It rotates in less than 6 months.
I know. I'm so excited about it.
I mean,
the whole format. I've been trying. I can't do anything with it.
Yeah.
It's like 180 days to make it work.
Yeah. And hopefully maybe in-person tournaments at some point. We'll see. There's one more deck I definitely want to talk about. We touched on it shortly, but that is Baby Blounds now with Reshazard. And out of curiosity, Sean, what do you think of the add-on of Reshazard that's been coming to trend this past, I would say, like month between the Chill tournaments, Hexter tournaments, and all the other fun tournaments that I can't keep track of that you guys do a great job on your podcast?
I like the addition. It actually reminds me of the Firebox back before rotation with Victini Prism Star and Ninetales and... I'm not saying that all those cards are in there, but the rationale behind putting a Reshazard into a Baby Blounds, when I went to Atlantic City Regionals, I ran the Firebox deck. And for whatever reason, I was like two Baby Blounds and a Firebox. I was like a Baby Blounds Firebox, and I ran two Baby Blounds. And the night before the tournament, I was like debating, like, oh, what card should I put in there? And I got convinced to put Reshazard in. For the exact reason it's in there, partially, one of them, which is like having a big body on board mid to late game. Something that can't get knocked out, that can still do a lot of damage. It's a threat. Yes, it gives up three prizes, but at a certain point during the game, you don't really care.
Yeah, if they've taken five prize cards, they need to still take three off of this. Like, come on.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like taking eight, like the math would be eight prize cards at that point.
And so. Then you have the added bonus of Reshazard, which is like the GX attack for three energy, not even for six.
Yeah.
Three energy, 200 damage. You win games off of that. I was playing, what deck was I playing? I don't know. I feel like I was playing this deck maybe a month ago or so, like some version of this. And yeah, just having a Reshazard that I could go welder, attach, retreat, and be like, oh, I'm sorry you started Dedenne, but now you lose.
Yeah, Dedenne, Crobat, right. All the gods. Anything like, that says 200,
Heatran,
Cramorant.
Heatran can't get you there, but it can, you know, Reshazard can. So I think it's, I think it makes sense. I think it makes sense. I don't know if you said they're playing two of these. That seems.
Yeah, like, what I've seen as far as lists go online, like I've seen the 2-2 split. And like, that's what I played.
Interesting.
I played two of the same deck, basically. But they started with Heatran. Mm-hmm. And they were just like, yeah, welder, attach, hit me for 130. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do that? Especially when I drew no energies. I'm still salty about that, but you know, RNG, what are you going to do?
I do like the heart of the cards. And I'm like saying it right now. I do like it though, because it was a good counter against Pikaram with Vikavolt, because now they had other ways to, they're still going to play welder. They're still going to get stuff where you're like, they were screwed. Normally, because they relied so heavily on item cards, be like, oh, here's Pikaram. Oh, I'm going against Baby Blounds. Here's Vikavolt. And they're like, well, fuck me. Like, okay.
yeah, it's a but nice stamp-proofing card. If you can, you know, slowly, if you can build up something on the bench. It's also just a good place to store some energy for a late, you know, for a mid to late game Heatran. A couple energy over here and be like, you know, don't think about Heatran. Think about Reshazard. It's right there. You know?
He comes out of nowhere to this GX attack. Exactly. And you're like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, I think Heatran, Blounds, and Blacephalon and Reshazard, like that combo, just all three of them can just hit so hard. Yeah. And like Heatran and Blacephalon have like no limit. Just however many energies are in your deck, that's the limit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That reminds me, I was watching someone with Cinescorch, and they were battling an ADP deck, so they were being very cautious in what they were playing on the bench, and he literally had the match won, and the guy top deck Mawile for the win, and he's like, oh, here's Mawile, put his hand down the boss's order for victory. And the guy was like, I totally forgot about Mawile. I hate that card. Because even though, like, you're trying to be like, okay, I'm not going to play my Dedendes. I'm not going to play Crobats. And you're like, you son of a bitch. I guess I will play them down now for you.
And that's one of those moments where you're like, it doesn't matter how good or bad, skilled, whatever. It's just like, oh, you, especially when people Mawile turn one, going for, like, your opponent hasn't played anything. You know what? You haven't seen but six cards in your deck or whatever. I'm going to Mawile. And it's like, and then they hit like Dedenne and you're like,
you son of a bitch.
Are you kidding me right now? All right.
And you're just thinking to yourself, you're like, I should have played Professor's Research and just discarded my hand.
Oh, man.
Oh. Yeah. Outside of that, I think that's all the, those are the big guns. I did see this random, like a couple championship or final rounds and a couple early rounds of this Hitmonchan Hitmo Lee deck where Hitmonchan from Team Up. He just punches you for like 40 damage or 60 damage, and then he runs away. And a lot of people are like, what the hell is going on? So that was fun. I want to definitely keep an eye out on that. I don't exactly remember what the Hitmon Top and Hitmon Lee did. You guys on top of your head, you know what cards?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if you hit and run with Hitmonchan, you then on the following turn can use Hitmon Lee's like long leg attack or high jump kick for 90 to anything or whatever on the bench. And then if you use that, Hitmon Top can do 60 to everything.
Okay. So,
and they're all for like a single energy and it's like ridiculous.
So 1-2-3 punch. Okay. So
literally you can abuse Karate Belt, especially if you know, you're losing and just not even have to attach to the active and just attack for nothing. Oh, there you go. Just do 90 to whatever.
Yeah, two hits on those on some Dedennes or Crobats is a good time.
I think we were briefly talking to Don Fan.
I love Don Fan.
It's I think it's so good. It's good now. It'll be good in the future. I like it with Spirit Tomb. And what I'll say to anybody who wants to play it, don't sleep on Fanfy.
No, oh, Fanfy is Fanfy. So good. Like, if you just leave, like, one and you just let it ride and you just keep the energy there, and then next turn you're just like, oh, I'll just bring this up. Oh, 30 times the amount of damage counters. I've got six. All right, let's go.
Well, that's why, especially, too, if you have, if you're playing it with Spirit Tomb and you're playing with the Cape of Toughness, then all of a sudden you can hit 300 with Fanfy.
Yeah.
It's like 300 damage with a little Fanfy. Oh, no. Oh, no. This little elephant don't get you.
The little elephant. I love it. I love it. So just probably your guys' opinion, give me your top three decks for people to watch out for, or top three decks to play in the Players' Cup 3. And Sean, I'll let you go first since you're the special guest of the hour.
All right.
No pressure.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take the most obvious one, so then y'all have to pick different ones, right? I'll pick, you know, I'll say Eternatus. It's just good, you know, just run with it. I would say I actually still really like Centiscorch. Nobody's really playing water, and I think Centiscorch is a good deck. And then I would probably
What version though? Would you play Centiscorch normal or the Silvally GX Centiscorch?
No, not Silvally GX. I would play the Centiscorch with Giratina and Nets 100%. And all that good stuff.
I like it.
And then the third one, I don't know. I think if you are super basic, you're gonna play ADP. And if you like to think that you're big brain, you're gonna play Pikarom. That's the truth though, right?
I appreciate it. Adam, you can go next. What's your three, baby?
I mean, I'm a huge fan of Eternatus, like Sean. I will say it's just consistent. You have literally four Crobats that literally just let you draw cards, like, and then itself excels. So you attach to the active Eternatus, hit for 30, and then attach to the benched one. So even if they knock out the active, you can still VMAX, attach, and then knock them out next turn. So it's broken. I will say Pikarom, because it's like everybody's hyping it up and it is still good. It's like the one deck that just like, you've got 50-50 matchups pretty much for the most part, just like nothing. If they're able to get the GX attack, the tag bolt, and take, you know, two prizes or however many prizes they take, is broken. You've got lead. Or right, no, it's not lead, right? What is it? The electric attack with Bolton. I don't know. Wherever electrify, you get to
electrify. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's gotcha. Like it's just again that deck's consistent because you can use that to power up your Pokemon. Just okay, they knocked out that one. Okay, you bring up the Mewtwo, you bring up the Raichu, you bring up the Zekrom, they just swing and then attach more energies, like, and then ADP will always be a thing because it's so, like Sean said, easily accessible for the cards. Like I just bought the League Battle deck, and even that deck, as awful as it is to bring to a Players Cup 3 tournament, you could still win with it if you get that turn one or turn two altered creation and one Zacian. Like, there you go, you
win.
You take three prize cards off of Dedenne, three prize cards off of Crobat. Let's go.
All right, Air. Don't let the fans down.
I mean, I feel like it's gonna be your Rillaboom. obviously, it's gonna be a Rillaboom. Not even the Mewtwo one. You're gonna go with a normal Rillaboom VMAX in there. We're sneaking it in there as the one no one sees coming. Obvious.
It's because you're the one that's piloted, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I also think we have been seeing a lot more Rillaboom like play here and there. It's definitely being tested. And I mean, there are definitely some issues it can run into, but it is, I think, a very heavy counter with the Mewtwo, Rowlet, Alolan Executor, or even a standard Rillaboom VMAX versus an ADP. Like it, for the most part, counters them extremely well. Versus Eternatus, it can definitely, if Eternatus doesn't get that turn two going, like if occasionally you don't pull energy at you. It definitely has a tough battle, but with the Crushing Hammers, I think if I add that in, it would have a decent match against an Eternatus. Cenoscorch, I mean, you got to pray that you get a weakness guard and that they don't take it out before you kill their Cenoscorch. It's literally luck versus that one. So,
like but, most matches.
Yeah, I mean, that one really, that's a... Eternatus and Cenoscorch can be tough matches, but they're definitely winnable. I would say... It's probably like a 60-40, I would say, is definitely. You definitely have a close to a 50-50 shot at beating.
Then, least it's the best of one, too, so you got that for you, too.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I think then I would go with Eternatus, I think, as my like number two. It definitely is consistent. It's a pain in the ass to fight against, and no matter which version it is, it's annoying as shit for me. So I'm going with Eternatus. I'm not putting ADP up there just because I can play against it, so it's not number three in my books. I would have to go with like a set of scores that, or no, I'll go with the Luke Metal. I'll go with Luke Metal as my number three.
Nice. I'm gonna go with my boy Pikaram. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Old Faithful, champions of champions. It knows how to win the big stuff where ADP never wins the big stuff. So. I appreciate it. I definitely like Luke Metal, and I wanted to bring this up when we were talking about it, and I totally forgot. But back in the Players Cup 1 with Brosbell, is that the name of it? I totally forget. Where is that it? Where Brosbell? It stops?
It's a mute fire.
Yeah, because... Yeah. But
I always make fun of
it. It's all good. So... all the Cenoscorch I've seen stop playing. God damn, I'm so tired.
Double.
The bird was the counter.
Yeah.
Cramer was the counter for that. So if they went against Luke Metal, they're like, oh shoot, I have nothing to counter this. Right now, no one's playing that, and I feel like if you're playing Luke Metal, you should put those two cards back in your deck until you realize that the people playing Cenoscorch are prepping for that again. So I feel like that's a Pokedad tip of the week. We don't do that a lot.
Pokedad tip of the year. Don't expect another one.
We're not here to help you out. We're only here to get better. And, you know, ADP is a runner-up, but it's Eternatus. Anytime I play Eternatus, I always feel like this really giant hole in my stomach, and I'm like way, way into it. I'm like probably too into it. I'm just like, okay, what are they doing? Okay, I gotta do this. Okay, they're setting this up. Okay, what do I do? What? Okay, all right. Oh shit, he involved. Did he get that energy? And then it's like the sign of relief when they just fail. And you're like, oh, okay.
Or they play like Sycamore. Or not Sycamore, sorry. Professor's Research. And they're like, I'm like, oh, they didn't use Boss's Order. I've got to win the game now. I've got to win the game.
Or they're literally going through everything. They're like, okay, here's Crobat. I'm like, okay, don't get that switch. Okay, so far, so good. No. And then they're like, Professor's Researching, like, no. Okay. And then the next thing you know, you're just waiting there. You're like, okay, they had to get the switch now. You're looking at their discard pile. You're like, okay, I'm like, okay, they used two. All right, they got a good shot. And then when it doesn't happen, you're like, okay, all right, everything's fine.
You guys are so much more emotional when you play than I am. I'm just saying.
Do we talk about it? Aaron, did you play any Players Cup matches?
I have not.
Do you have keys?
I don't even know. I haven't even logged in since, because I have been busy.
Please tell me you have keys. For the love of everything.
Good.
He signed up everything for the team challenge. So yep. He should be fine.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. You're right.
No, Aaron will play.
I definitely will play. I'll have some downtime, hopefully next week, usually the first week of the month. I don't do any Monster Hunter stuff because, one, I'm waiting for payments to go through on the Patreon, and two, I have to wait for people to put stuff in for me to do.
You're like, pay up, bitches.
Nothing gets posted till the third when all everything goes through. Then it's like, okay, here's the polls. The polls end on the 10th. All right, now I have 2 weeks to do this.
All right, so we've spoken. Definitely the number one is Eternatus. Rub them. Okay.
Rub them, yep.
So it would be.
As long as there's wait, is Zamazenta and Zacian resisting to grass? Oh no.
Oh, you no. Still
I think so. Him.
I still do what?
I really believe he makes two shots.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they put the goggles on.
So we have Eternatus 1, Pikaram 2, and it looks like ADP at number 3. Have fun with those. It's a good time. So let's open some packs. We'll get out of here and we'll all just play Players Cup. This will be a good time.
Our pack openings are brought to you by Top Cuts Central. Use code POKEDAD5 at your checkout on all single Pokemon cards to get 5% off on your order. Visit TopCutsCentral.com.
Yes, right, good Sean. Luck to everybody playing.
Yeah. All right, we got 4 pack arts, buddy. 2 Pikachus, Orbeetle, and Celebi. Which one would you like to open?
Oh, it's just me?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to do Celebi because, you know, it's different. It's not two of, and I'm not an Orbeetle stan. I'm sorry. To everybody out there.
You chose nice.
The all white right. code card.
So... In a co-card, you could be dirty, you could be polite, you could name Pokemon.
A shiny Charizard.
Definitely shiny.
whenever you're ready, buddy.
I'm good. Go for it.
Oh,
a co-card is all yours.
All right, I will read it.
Oh, you want me to read it?
Yeah, just read it out. Yeah, just read it out.
Oh, okay. Okay,
we need to decode it with the QR code right now.
Yeah, no. We got ZM9. 2G6L QMV DTL.
Down to left.
Yeah.
And then you just say the cards you
this
see.
This is like. A psychic energy.
It's the energy game. No.
And then we got a Galarian Stunfisk. Oh, aromatic energy. Okay. Mm. A Mightyena. A Poochyena. Okay. Voltorb. Got a Rockruff. A Talo, a Yanma, a reverse holo Aracuda, and an Aegislash V. All right. That's good. I'll take that.
Back to back weeks, everybody. Back to back weeks. We love the sword, I guess.
Where's the shield? Where's the shield?
All right, Adam, which one would you like, bud?
I'll take the Orbeetle.
Okay.
Leave you guys with the Chonkachus.
Or me with the Pikachu.
Don't worry,
Pikachu's gonna be the good one.
All right, Zamazenta, Seven, Bolton, Vikavolt, L.
Loudred.
Lucario.
Lucario, Gengar, Tyranitar, 94.
Weedle.
Whimsicott.
Okay.
Kecleon, 6.
Trying to name Pokemon for it is really hard.
Yeah. It is. I don't know why. Yeah. Psychic Energy.
What?
Excadrill. It was the steel energy, folks. I'm sorry. The bay. A giraffe rig.
I don't have Charmander. A four.
Charmander.
Chatot. That's a Joltik. Hey, Cottonee. Mudbray.
Okay, amazing rare, right?
Fanfy, reverse holo. Like all right, rare. Whoever wins this pack, I need that. And a Crocodile.
Like Adam texting us last week for the full art Pikachu.
I was like, how can I get this off you guys? I'm like, I already won, right? I already get I guess the energy, and I also got the question correct. Rick's like, ah, oh, it's like a $10 card. Looks on eBay, it's 70.
All right. Go ahead, bud.
So, Zoolander, Wood, Number, Tom, David, Boyk, Penis, Yolanda, David, Yolanda, Queen, 6, Cat.
Shout Yolanda. Out to Yolanda.
So, this is obviously a grass energy and not a water energy. Kakuna.
Matata.
Moomoo Cheese. Sableye.
I like that.
Drillbur. Clefairy. Wilmer. I can't read it. Tynamo.
Sorry, dude.
You're good. It's just the mic is like
for tiny.
Execute.
Ooh.
Lycanroc. And. Okay.
Fortress. I hate cards like that, like that Lycanroc, where they're just like structured at cards. It's like, look, this is a rare, and it's meant to be in a structured deck.
See, Pokedex Rick gave me the bad Pikachu, so he could get the good one.
Yeah, well, so far the polls have been just Aegislash.
Yep.
We got whatchamacallit. Zebra, Rich. Venus, Tommy, Yolanda, Richard, Mike, Nate, to Michael, to Karen with a K, and 4.
Is there a Karen with a C?
I don't think there is a Karen with a C. I think we're safe on that one.
No, that's a Sharon. That's a Sharon.
I just think.
And it's a male.
I remember it was like an early Pokedex episode, and I was like, Karen. And then Scott was like, with a C or a K? And I was like,
I don't think it was Karen. I can't remember what it was, but it was like one that's like there's you couldn't tell it's spelled two different ways.
Probably Kathy.
Kathy was, I think, might have been it. Yeah, like we had a lot of Kathys for a while after that.
Water energy, giraffe rug.
That was the worst pronunciation of that Pokemon.
Was he even trying?
I don't know. Especially you said it earlier, Adam.
Card's not even saying names.
Delmise, Woobot.
That card does not exist. Akuna. Stop talking about it.
See that, Fanny, Shuppet, reverse holo is Duskull, and our rare is Orbeetle V.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Ooh.
Rap, good.
I like this. Sean, real quick. Every week, we pick three cards for our Patreon. Because what we do is we're building a set of cards, and then every 3 months, they have a tournament with the cards that we talk, like we just pick randomly. Like last week, I actually don't remember what we did last week. Yeah.
You're going to have a podcast that records it.
Yeah. So just a card on top of your head. What card should be added to that list?
Any card from like Standard.
Krabby. Standard format. From Sword and Shield base set, I think.
Yeah, it is. Which I'm one? Looking at it right
here. There's two of them.
Aqua Shower. Aqua Shower Krabby.
I like it. I like it. Adam, what would you like to add to it this week?
Telescopic lens.
Oh, there you go. Get the combo.
Great synergy. You got to get it.
And Aaron, I'll let you choose the last one.
We're going to go with Galarian Obstagoon. Sword and shield.
But you're going to need the Zigzagoon, right?
Well, obviously. I mean, they only have to pick how many cards do they have to pick? I can't remember off the top of my head out of the amount of cards we have. So I think it's 12.
12? Yeah, I believe.
Yeah, 12. They have to play at least 12 of the cards of the 30 we pick that they have to play with.
Oh, okay. So they could still like evolve and
they could still
like
avoid.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Exactly. Okay. Okay. Because
we're not gonna waste our time and be like, oh, you gotta have Gloom, you know, since the Vileplume GX was picked. Be like, oh.
I mean, there is a requirement that everybody has at least play one Vileplume GX deck, no matter what. That's exactly the rule. It's 100% a rule. I just made it up.
If you're listening on Spotify, please take the 2 seconds and just hit that follow button. We deeply appreciate it. They have the new notification button on there now too. So, you know, if you forget it's Friday, your phone will just yell at you and be like, hey, PokéDads just dropped a new episode. And you'll be like, all right, let's start this weekend off with a bang. If you're listening on iTunes, please take it in. Five star, pats on back. Deeply appreciate it. While you're searching for Pokemon TCG, it helps us find us, Special Conditions, and Metapod, which all of us are technically around the top four. So we deeply appreciate that. If you want to get on some fun and join the tournament, you just got to become a Patreon member at patreon.com/PokeDadsTCG. And $2 gets you in our Discord and able to participate in the tournament. And in our two other tiers, for $5 gives you early access to PokeDad episodes. And for $10 gets you early access, Discord, all that other fun stuff, and extra PokeDads. And who doesn't want extra PokeDads in your life? I could always use more PokeDads. So.
And he is the PokeDad.
I am. And so are you. And so
I am a dad. But
yeah. Sean, thank you. If you have any plugins right now, please do that right now for us. We appreciate you.
Yeah, I don't have any plugins, whether the Glade type or the Chrome extension type, but I do have some plugs just for the Metapod.
This is for the nerd right now.
That's a pun right there for all of you Poke Dads out there.
I absolutely loved it.
So, just the Metapod. You've already plugged it. I'll plug it again. Metapod. That's it.
You can find them all social media, especially Twitter. You can do that. It's a good time. They're very consistent on it, where we are not. I'm trying. It's my New Year's
resolution. We don't have an Instagram, though. Y'all are all over the Instagram game. So mad respect for the Instagram game.
It's a lot of work, man. And it's so toxic at times. Like, I'm like, I need to just focus on Twitter. It's more friendly. People like jokes. Like,
it's only more friendly for now.
I've been on Twitter for long enough. That's all.
Nobody else saw that, but both Adam and Sean were just kind of like tilted their heads, like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, Twitter is the most toxic.
Oh, you sweet summer child.
I know. Well, I had a nice little moment with Adam yesterday on Nate Poked, like, he did his video about Cracker Barrel. Do they sell Pokemon? And I was like, oh man, living in the Midwest, man. They got really good pancakes. And then Adam was like, do you like waffles? And then this random girl is like, do you like French toast? And I was like, oh yeah, classic YouTube. So I went do to get a mouthful. And I was like, oh, that's fun. That's a lot of fun.
And like Nate hasn't like responded at all. It's like, come on.
But Nate's not gonna respond. He gets like thousands
of you need to respond.
He's too busy with his free box breaks. I don't understand. Like, I don't know. The whole, yeah. Well,
it's tough. It's tough.
Find out next time on Special Condition.
Oh yeah, right. I'm trying to get him on. I've reached out.
You just got to edit his videos. That's how Jake was able to get him on. You just got to edit his videos.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Oh, I totally forgot you guys had him.
I'm terrible at that.
We did. We totally did. Forgot about that. He was very nice. I have no qualms. But yeah, Jake does video editing sometimes, and that's how we find ourselves with certain guests.
That's good. Speaking of all these podcasts, you're doing your rounds right now. So good for you.
Inadvertently. I mean, it's not only on Pokemon, it's also in the Digimon world. Like, while I'm not making my own content, you know, people are like, come on to the pod. I'm like, oh, I got nothing to talk about, but yeah, I'll come on.
Yeah, like I place well in this tournament.
Yeah, it's like the opposite of a PR tour where like normally you go on to other people's things to promote something that you did. And I'm like, oh, I haven't done anything, but I'm happy to join.
I think what like one of the characteristics is just very positive with you, Sean, is like this is actually my first time actually physically talking to you outside of like, oh, I know who Sean is. You're just very, very likable. And you're just a lot of fun. So I'm just like, yeah, let's get the Metapod guy on. It'll be a good time. So
thank you. I appreciate that. That's why I do this, is for fun, to be frank. Like, I think all of us here, we all got day jobs. So, you know,
yes. Yep.
You gotta do this for fun at a certain point. Otherwise, what are you doing?
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, you know, it just, that's what this game has always been. It's just fun.
Yeah. Well, good luck, everybody. Grind hard, but grind smart. And the wisdom of Polkadad Aaron and Zoro Dad. If you chuck two games in a row, take a break. Don't play mad. Don't play sad. Just go on. Just go
play
on
mad party.
Ooh. There's the fucking phrase right there.
I was waiting for it. That was really good. That's great. So as always, I'm Polkadad.
I'm Polkadad Aaron.
And I I'm Polkadad Adam.
Am I a Polkadad?
Polkadad Sean. Cat Dad Sean.
You're honorary Polkadad for being here. All right. So you're all likely a Polkadad. So.
Yeah, PokemonProfessor.com for everything we're doing on the network. And come listen to us, Special Conditions Podcast.
Everyone knows you. We know that.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, this isn't the only podcast I kind of hang out on sometimes. I actually host the other one.
As always, you guys have a wonderful morning, evening, afternoon. That's backwards. That's okay. Enjoy the weekend. It's super cold and no football this week. And I totally forgot to talk about basketball to Sean. Sean, next time you're on the pod, we're going to talk about basketball for like 10 minutes.
So whatever will we do?
Will do.
Good dribbling. Luck. No more dribbling. Kick it off, Wood.
I don't know how I'm supposed to kick off.
This isn't a football podcast. You can't kick it off.
May your polls be whatever you want it to be.
May your polls not be anything, because you should be doing the tournament.
Deuces.
Wasn't there supposed to be a question?
Wow, Rick. Dropping the ball.
Looks like the podcast is done. How do we get the cards? I want that Aegislash, man.
All right, quick. Adam, what's the question?
Aaron has a question. Yeah.
Yes. Where can you find honorary Polkadad Sean? What is his podcast? And what is Polkadad Adam's other podcast?
Oh, okay. I like that. There you go, everybody.
Yeah, that's a stumper right there.
All right. We'll see you all next week.
Oh, man.
Of Donphan?
Donphan Spiritomb? Hot.
I don't know, just Donphan in general. I like playing Banette. The Eternatus, after you hit for 240, you're like, Fion, push you back, and then I'll play this Banette and we'll take two prize cards.
So sneaky. It's so sneaky.
It's so dirty.
Yeah, I love that.
I know we talked about it earlier too, but I'm really excited for that Primate with Dolphin. Oh, yeah. I really feel like that combo is going to be super big. So, plus one prize Pokemon doing 200 plus damage. Do it.
I mean, but like all of these cards, I'm just like, just ban ADP. Just ban ADP, because like, that's the only thing that holds these freaking good cards back, right? Like, Donphan is good. Spiritomb is good. right? And like the Primeape is good, and you know people will play it, but you take it into a tournament and you hit like two ADPs, and all of a sudden you're out of top cut, and it's like, well, I'll see myself out.